China censors online posts against having children as population declines. The Chinese regime is censoring online speech against having children as it continues to grapple with population decline. On February 12th, the Cyberspace Administration of China announced its annual Chinese New Year censoring campaign to create a festive, peaceful, and positive online atmosphere for the holiday, and included speech against getting married or having children as a target for the month-long clampdown. The CAC first targeted such speech in its Chinese New Year censorship campaigns in 2025. The measure, along with other efforts, has apparently failed to reverse the country's population decline. The 2026 announcement was made just ahead of a 9-day Chinese New Year holiday beginning on February 15th, when younger generations traditionally visit their parents and extended families and get grilled on topics, including their romantic relationships and family plans, topics also popular among content creators trying to garner views. The CAC said it will censor comments that maliciously incite negative emotions, including those promoting and advocating unhealthy values such as not getting married or having children, opposing marriage and childbirth, inciting gender antagonism, or stirring up fear of marriage or anxiety about childbirth. The CAC will also clamp down on targets including AI-generated digital garbage, arguments among regions or fandoms, so-called conspiracy theories, and information about gambling, sexual, or divination services, the administration said. The censoring of speech against having children is one of a series of measures that the Chinese regime has used to battle a demographic crisis. In 2015, the CCP abandoned its decade-long one-child policy, which the regime claimed had prevented 400 million births. Besides initiatives rolled out by regional officials, Beijing launched free preschool education programs in 2025 after introducing nationwide subsidies that offer roughly $500 per child under 3 each year. In December 2025, it scrapped the tax exemption for condoms and oral contraceptives, gave the exemption to matchmaking agencies, and introduced new tax breaks for childcare services and marriage-related businesses. According to figures published by the National Bureau of Statistics in 2025, China recorded 7.92 million births, or 5.63 births per 1,000 people, the lowest since official record-keeping began in 1949, when the Chinese Communist Party seized control of the mainland. The number of births in 2025 was less than half of that in 2016, when about 18 million babies were born. NBS figures in 2025 also showed that the size of the Chinese population had shrunk for 4 consecutive years, to 1,404.89 million in 2025. The reliability of China's official statistics has long raised questions, as the CCP has a record of concealing information deemed harmful to its image, especially data related to the COVID-19 pandemic. It remains unclear how many Chinese died during the COVID-19 pandemic and how it affected China's demographics. Dorothy Lee contributed to this report.